Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Salutations to everyone. I want to thank you for tuning in and allowing the Teddy Bear help you tune out all the negativity. Speaking of positivity, Lord have mercy, captivating, scintillating vocalist, singer, songwriter out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Now she resides in Jolly Old England. Akantha Lang, debut album, Beautiful Dreams. On behalf of Night Tracks, it is my pleasure to welcome to Night Tracks Radio, the captivating Akantha Lang. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon or this evening?
Hi, should I call you Mr. Teddy Bear?
Oh, you can call me whatever you like, my love.
How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and congratulations on the new album. As Little Richard once said, great gosh almighty, it's been a long time coming.
Oh, my God. He was so right. I really understand. I need to sing that song today, baby.
One of the things that I find so fascinating about your voice, it transcends on so many different genres, because on certain songs, when I listen to Sugar Woman, it reminds me a little bit of Aaliyah Adams. Then when I go back to come back home, it sounds like Angie Stone. But you definitely have that Stax Southern vibe. You did an outstanding job on this album.
Oh,
how do you feel?
I feel so proud. I am so proud. I am exhausted. It takes a lot of work. You know, I ain't got no record company or backing or anything. It's just like I'm super, super independent and DIY artist. So I'm handling like most of everything kind of like by myself with a very small kind of like team that's kind of helping me, you know, kind of oversee certain things. But a lot of it, most of it is like all me, hands on, and I'm very proud, but I'm tired. So I'm excited for it to be out in the world, and I could kind of, you know, just give it to the world and let people kind of listen to it and experience it, because I've been, you know, recording it for and doing the project for over the course of a few years now, working on Beautiful Dreams.
Your journey has been incredible. And it harkens me back to a gentleman by the name of James Marshall Hendrix. Started out in Seattle, ended up in New York, and got his big break when he ended up in England. And he just blew everyone away and came back to the States. And you go from New Orleans, Louisiana, then to London, then to London,
yeah,
England. And
no,
now
I went
like,
to New York, too. Did you know I went to New York? Yeah. And let me tell you something so crazy that you said Jimi Hendrix. Like when I was like, before I started kind of really taking, you know, started my career in singing, I was like, there's this club in New York in the Village that Jimi Hendrix used to go to and perform. But when he was like cutting, you know, trying to get his thing started, and I ended up doing jam nights at the same club, Cafe Wa. So it was
really?
Very interesting. So yeah, Cafe Y in the Village in New York. I was used to go to jam nights and try to get over my stage fright over there, and yeah, and then so I went to New York and then, you know, landed in London. So yeah, it's kind of like, you know, similar to Jimmy.
Very much so, very much so. For people that have not had an opportunity to go to London, can you give them some insight as far as the love affair that they have with R&B music?
Oh, God, it's like blues and American soul, American music in general, like especially blues and soul, the Brits love it. And a lot of American singers have ended up over here. Tina Turner, you know, she moved to Europe, and her career was massive over here, more so in America. And she, you know, ended up selling in Switzerland. There's P.P. Arnold over here. She lives here. And I can't think of it on hand, but yeah, several American singers have, you know, kind of, you know, set up shop in the U.K. because, being an American singer in Europe and the U.K. is something of a, you know, it's special, you know. It's like, yeah, you're kind of like a big fish in a small pond, so you can definitely, and it's a smaller kind of market, you could definitely, I found I made more progress over on this side of the pond than I did in America.
It's incredible because I know Alexander O'Neill, who resides in London, he left the States years ago, and they love him over there.
Mm-hmm.
He just finished his tour as far as his he's not going to perform live anymore. It was his last tour, and he always talked about how the fans treated him with so much love and admiration and respect. And I want to talk about that a little bit. Respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like regardless of what you do, you want your craft to be respected. And I get a sense that a lot of our artists, our quote-unquote African-American artists, when they go over there, they have people over there have a greater appreciation for the art form. And on top of that, they still have record stores in London where they have no record stores here in the States. And I know that you also have vinyl. Hallelujah. You have your albums available on vinyl, digital download, and also on CD. How receptive have the listeners been out there to the new album? Because I know it just came out actually today.
Today. You know what? You know, doing this record and being like, you know, soul music is I finally, you know, it takes a while to find your voice and find out, you know, where you belong and, you know, and kind of like settle into, you know, genres and stuff. And I'm a bona fide soul singer, you know, and I love soul singing and I'm a soul singer. And when I was coming out with this record, I said, there's no way I could do a soul record without having it on vinyl, you know. And at the last minute, I was with a company who was kind of getting my stuff on the streaming platforms, but they wouldn't help me get it on vinyl and stuff. And so I left them last minute. I was like, I got to have it on vinyl. And it delayed my album release, but I said, I found an amazing company, Cartel Music Group, who loved the project, and they really stepped up and got it on vinyl for me, got it in stores like Amazon and HMV and Rough Trade. And tomorrow, speaking of record stores, there's a record store here in London, which is one of the like kind of the oldest, largest record shops for soul music, and I'm doing an in-store signing with them tomorrow called Soul Brother Records here in London. So it's that kind of, and the reception has been incredible. Like people are saying, it's a classic soul record. It's going to be, you know, they're kind of comparing me to the greats who I can't even say it, like Aretha and Gladys Knight and stuff like my heroes, you know. So, and most of all, you know, when I get messages saying, wow, I'm listening to your record and I'm going through a tough time and it's really getting me through or it's something I needed to hear, I mean, that means the world to me because I think we all have something, gifts, you know, and to make this world a little bit better, you know, and mine is singing and writing songs that hopefully will connect to people and make them, you know, smile, laugh, you know, reflect or, you know, feel better. You know, that's what music is, and that's how I approach it.
Without question, I've always appreciated artists who have had the ability to show a level of transparency in some way, interject their own personal experiences in the music. How much did Akantha Lang put her own personal relationships into her music to give a little bit behind the scenes on what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I think when I was putting the album together, the physical, especially because digital, I think, you know, it's wonderful to have music on streaming platforms, but I think there's a definite disconnect from really understanding the story of the artist. You know, I hear people saying back in the day, the ritual of getting an album and on vinyl or a CD and opening it up and reading the credit liners and seeing who played on the record or like seeing the lyric book and having that physical in your hands. It was really important for me to tell my story in the physical sense. So when you open up the vinyl and you pull out the sleeve, it really is my heart on that sleeve, because I have pictures of my father and my mother, me as a little girl, and then the lyric book. You know, every song is, I've lived a portion of those lyrics. You know, it's my stories, my truth. So I really opened myself up, and I'm proud of it, you know, because I think it's very important for artists to just speak their truth. It was time to, for my debut album, I wanted to speak my truth, and I think I did it, and I'm happy about that.
Well, listening to it, you did an exceptional job. Sonically, fantastic, but I still like the raw edginess that you bring to the album. And I've always loved that about soul music in general, because I think a lot of times certain artists spend so much time in the studio trying to polish everything, and it takes away from the pure essence of what the music should represent. And you did a magnificent Sugar Woman. Lord have mercy. I mean, it was smooth as a baby's touch, but it was still raw. What are some of your favorite tracks? Pick your three favorite tracks from the album.
Oh, boy. let me think about that. Let me get it. Okay, so number one, I got to say, is my mom's song, Lois Lang.
Okay.
Did you know that song was about my mom?
Yes.
Yep. So that's like my favorite song because, you know, it's a tribute to my mom. The second one I would have to say is, He Said, She Said is a special one for me because it was my debut into, you know, as an artist, and it's full on functified, you know, highly energetic horns, you know, it's everything a funk song should be. And it shows a different side of me as an artist. So I'd have to say that was my second favorite. And then my third favorite would be, It's Gonna Be All Right. Just because, that's how I live my life. You know, I feel like we all go through ups and downs. It has that real kind of like, it reminds me of home, like down home. So, feel good song. So I would have to say my third is It's Gonna Be All Right.
I've always noticed, I've been doing this for a long time, and I know that there's been a very chauvinistic mentality in the music industry towards female artists. And I wanted to ask you, some of your experiences, do you see a change where people in quote-unquote upper management are now more open, God forbid, more open-minded to allowing a singer just to be a singer, allowing them to tell, as you said earlier, tell their truth instead of trying to put you in a box?
You know what? I would hope so. But I decided not to mess with any of those people, you know, trying to tell me anything. No, that's why I'm independent.
Right.
Because I can't be having conversations like that. You know what I mean? Like, I got to just do my thing. I got to sing my songs, write my stuff. You know, the great thing about this whole project and me launching myself as an artist is that I didn't have a meeting, you know, with nobody telling me, you know, how I should dress, what music video to put out, what kind of song or production to do to fit this fit this box and this and that and numbers and bottom line. It was none of that. It was straight up my songs, my stories, the way I wanted to tell it, the way I wanted to roll out, even the timeline, you know, some things got delayed, you know, it was all kind of like organic and in the moment. And I think people really get that, you know, from the outside, people are like, oh, wow, you're just kind of, you know, we really see you kind of growing as an artist. And, you know, every song has, you know, this and that. And, you know, it's just really, I'm proud of it, you know, because it was all me. And but on the biggest scale, to answer your question, I hope that, you know, the majors, and if females are signed, you know, to those majors and involved in those kind of things, that, you know, it becomes an even playing field, you know.
And that's the way it should be. You know, it's funny that a lot of great artists like yourself that I've had the pleasure of conversing with over the years, that at one particular moment in time, they were signed to a major label, and now they're independent artists, and a lot of them are completely lost. Is mm-hmm. when you become so accustomed to having the machine doing everything mm-hmm. for you, how to think, how to walk, how to talk,
mm-hmm.
to book your tours, book your concerts, and all of a sudden, wait a mm-hmm. minute, now I'm mm-hmm. in control of my destiny, and I'm lost now. I don't know what to do, and it's a lot of, and I've always applauded independent artists because, number one, you are in complete creative control of your music. You own your masters, which is so important. Own your masters.
Yeah, exactly. That's 101. You know what I mean? I mean, this is cool, though. It's hard work, though. This is what I understand, why people want to kind of, like, you know, sign. And you know, there are some major labels and deals that you could do that aren't like complete rip off. but you know, if you can hold out and you have the drive, because it takes a lot of hard work and networking and various things to kind of, you know, cut through as an independent, you can, you know, hold out. I would 100% say hold out, own your masters, own your creative control. Like Prince used to talk about it all the time, didn't he?
Yeah. And when mm-hmm. he said it, they thought, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And he was so far ahead of the game. It was ridiculous. He knew what was going to happen as far as the internet and what it was going to eventually do to the record labels. And sure enough, that's what happened. I've never seen so many artists in the last 3 years sell their catalogs, give away, mm-hmm. basically give away their catalogs for money. I'm like, you got to be kidding. This is your work. This is
That's
your
crazy.
Livelihood. This is your creative process that you put so much of yourself in. All of a sudden, you've decided to sell your catalogs where the record label has complete creative control on everything that you've ever worked for, and they can do whatever they want to do with it and make billions of dollars
mm-hmm.
off your music, using it any way they want to use it. And I said, it's, mm-hmm. it's incredible. But I got to ask you, you're over in London. You came back to the States for a brief moment. I mean, just a brief moment. When are you coming back to perform and do some live tours or concerts out here?
I am jonesing to come back to the U.S. to do some shows. You know, it's... You know, because I'm a NOLA girl. Like I'm straight up from New Orleans. You know, I mean, I've been living over here. I love it, but you know, ain't nothing like, you know, New Orleans and America. You know, so there's some things that still need to be put in place for me to, you know, touring is expensive, and I'm trying to put some things in place so I can, you know, afford to kind of come over there and start doing some shows in America. But I'm very hopeful that next year you will be seeing tour dates in the U.S. I'm working on it hard.
I hope so. You took some jambalaya
and
took it to London.
Say what, Boo?
I said you took some jambalaya and took it over to London, and we want it back.
I took it over here. I know. I'm going to bring it back, hot and spicy.
Lord,
you know, my mom lives in Houston, Texas.
She does.
Yeah, because of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh,
she
boy.
Lives, I don't want to say that on the radio. I ain't going to tell her where she lives. She lives outside of Houston.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Man,
very close.
We're looking forward. We're looking forward. And hopefully soon, we're going into 2024 in a couple of months. So hopefully in the new year, you'll come back out here. And it made me, you know what, it's very rare. I felt really envious when you said, you know what, I'm going to have this record signing party. I'm like, wow, I remember growing up, we used to have them out here all the time. We had an opportunity to have a meet and greet at the record store. And it's like, we don't have that anymore. But then when you go to England, Japan, Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
Australia, Japan, they have the albums, the liner notes. They know everything, cover to cover. And you have an opportunity to really just kill it over there and then come back here to the States and just, man, just blow everyone away. I cannot wait to see what you do when you come out here. But I know you got some upcoming tour dates in London. And family, make sure you go to Acantha's official website. That's at acanthalang.com and get all the tour information. She said, well, Teddy Bear, she's in London. What am I supposed to do? Planes, trains, automobiles, camels. If you have to take a parachute, I don't care how you get there. Just get there when you can. Come home. Lord have mercy. Come back home.
Tell us about that.
Come back home, the single, which one of the singles that I love from now. Tell us about that particular song.
So Come Back Home, I wrote about my estranged father who left when I was like 11. My parents got divorced when I was 11 years old, and I didn't see him for many, many years after that. And basically, it was just kind of like, my wish to... a song about my wish to see my dad again and have a relationship with him. And, you know, just like a hopeful song. Because I think, you know, a lot of people grow up in, many of us have grown up in single parent homes. And I felt like I wanted to, you know, talk about that and address that. And you know, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it, you know.
But you know what, even through the trials and tribulations that you've experienced, it has made you a stronger person, because every time that I've seen you perform or even in your videos, you have such a natural, graceful aura about you. And it just seems like everything comes to you in a very organic manner. And I want to take it a step further as far as the writing process. What comes first, your writing, or do you start with a melody first?
It could be either or. So I might have like a concept, like a, you know, something, an experience of a friend might have happened, and I say, well, that would make a kind of like a good song. So I'll put the kind of concept in my notes, or a melody could pop in my head, and I'll like sing it in my phone voice memo, and so I'll have like all this stuff kind of hanging out. And then sometimes songs just come in like Sugar Woman, the words and came in like one bulk, like all of a sudden. I was watching, have you heard the documentary Searching for the Sugar Man? It's an Oscar-winning documentary. So Rodriguez wrote the song Sugar Man. And I thought it was such a great concept, like name for a song. I was like, ooh, what would a sugar woman be? And immediately, like as soon as I asked myself that question, the lyrics just started flooding down. And I literally had to get up and get a pen and write the whole song. So sometimes it happens like that. Not often. But, I think you just have to remain open to life and experiences and always make note and be aware. And because there's songs waiting to happen everywhere, you know.
This is true. This is absolutely true. How important is it to have or to work with a producer who truly understands you from the creative aspect and being able to bring the pure essence of who you are as an artist on a particular song?
It's extremely important, extremely important. I co-produced this record with my guitarist, who's also my partner, who did arranged the music and did the music side of the record. And so he really understood, blues and soul and funk and my sound, and really we worked hands-on, you know, just creating just an honest, soulful record, you know, and not trying to kind of make it sound retro or make it sound this thing, or, you know, record with like, some people are really into like really making it sound like it was recorded back in the 60s or 70s with analog and all that. We didn't really kind of go after that. We just said, you know what, this is the kind of music both of us like. We like the same kind of music. And just wrote both the songs from our hearts, you know. Sounds cheesy, but that's what we did. It was extremely important for him to, you know, understand, you know, my blues roots and my soul roots, and to kind of really tap into that stuff. And And I think we achieved that. We're very, very proud of it.
Without question. Without question. You have definitely brought Stacks Southern Soul back to the forefront. So far be it for me to deprive the listeners out there of Southern Soul, of course, with Akantha Lane, with one of her many wonderful songs on this fantastic debut album, of course, Beautiful Dreams with Come Back Home, here on Night Tracks Radio. Radio and family, remember the album is available as we speak on CD, vinyl, also on digital download. Be sure to let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website, AcanthaLang.com, and get all the latest tour updates. And she also has some wonderful memorabilia there, too, so be sure to stop by and check it out. My queen, it was an honor to finally have you on the show. Hopefully soon you will make your way back home, come down here to Houston and perform. Lord knows we have an overabundance of facilities that would love to see you perform down here. And I really appreciate you standing in your truth. Much continued success, and just keep reaching for the stars, my love.
Thank you so much, Teddy Bear. you know, it's a pleasure speaking to you. And I'm glad, you know, yeah, I'm finally happy that we can make this call happen. So, especially on release day. So, yeah, thank you for the support.
Yes. Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy me a couple of vinyls. You know, the Teddy Bear loves vinyl, loves it to death. So I got to make sure I buy me a couple. Now, how do I get my vinyl autographs, young lady?
So, if you order, I think now there's some available. I signed a bunch, and they sent it back to the distribution company. So people are getting signed copies, like, as we speak.
Okay. Well, I definitely have to do it. Matter of fact, this is strictly for all the fans. And I'm, forgive me, I'm like using the term fan and say it's too generic. To all the lovers of phenomenal music, I'm going to buy 15 copies on vinyl to give away to some lucky winners.
Wow.
I have to do that. I got to support great music, my love. We want our R&B shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy.
Hey.
My queen, much continued success, and we look forward to having you here in the States performing live very, very soon, okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. The super talented Acantha Lang here on Night Tracks Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity, allowing the teddy bear to fill your ears with some soulful music. And before we leave, I want to send out a very special thank you to Mr. Boney James. Thank you, my brother, for joining us yesterday. And be sure, family, to get his new hit album, Detour, Lord have mercy, featuring the hit single, Coasting, with the terrific songstress, of course, Layla Hathaway. So be sure you get that. But in the meantime, we're going to take a little quick tune and two. Yeah, we got to do that. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, let's go back in time. Aaron Neville, Use Me, Lord have mercy, here on the night. But when I talk, what's through?
now, brother. If you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. Oh, you just will keep on using me.
Keep on using me.
Until you use me up.
Oh,
by just a little bit. Natural 4, Can This Be Real? Yes, Lord, here on Nitrax Radio. Again, want to send out a lot of love to Atantha Lang. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this afternoon, this evening in jolly old England. And be sure, family, to get the new hit album, her debut album, Beautiful Dreams, available on CD, vinyl, digital download, and also get the latest updates. Come by her official website. That's at AtanthaLang.com. And you can also connect with her on all of her social media outlets. Be sure to support this wonderful artist. And speaking of support, without you, there's no Teddy Bear, and definitely no Nitrax Radio. And be sure to follow or subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Nitrax Radio Podcast with two X's. That's on our YouTube channel. You can also catch up with us on Twitter, TikTok, also on Facebook and Instagram. Same handle, Nitrax Radio with two X's. Write that down with a crayon, marker, use a Etch-a-Sketch, or if you have a pair of some lipstick, use what you need to do to remember us. But again, we're going to be periodically doing shows, Facebook Live interviews, so we're going to keep you posted on that. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Again, without you, there's no Nitrax Radio. As in always, keep it soulful. Have a phenomenal weekend. Lord have mercy here on Nitrax Radio.